Hello, dear viewers. I'm George from Ireland. The Labour Party in the United Kingdom, particularly in South Britain, is talking about delaying the local elections, which are scheduled across most of England for the first Thursday of May 2026, because there's always Thursday's elections, always held since 1918 in the UK on a Thursday. And the Electoral Commission has even said that there is a serious chance this will undermine public confidence in the entire system. The public will no longer trust the atoll electoral system if Labour's doing it for nakedly partisan reasons, as looks very likely to be the case. Labour is reorganising local government. There's no need to do so. For example, in Surrey, going unitary authority, closing down the boroughs and only having county level, but admittedly, for the purpose of local government, splitting Surrey into East Surrey and West Surrey. Because there's constant reorganisation in the United Kingdom of a local government. Northern Ireland used to be six counties plus the city of Belfast, and then they've sort of changed those around. Scotland had its counties for centuries, then they got regions, was it since the mid-70s? And England, they keep changing county boundaries, and then they're unitary authorities in some places they're not. So there are multiple layers to governance, which is highly confusing. Likewise in Wales, there are metros and metro mayors. Like the mayor of the West Midlands. It's not just Birmingham, some of the dormitory towns around it, and so forth. But anyway, Labour's doing very badly in the polls. Some say, don't look at the opinion polls. Look at the votes actually cast, because obviously they're by-elections at local government level. Councillors resign; they're deemed to resign by not showing up to a council meeting for 6 months. They die or whatever, and then every week there are at least several ward by-elections all over the United Kingdom, but I'm looking particularly at England. And Labour's been doing very badly, Conservatives fairly badly. Reform UK has gained significantly, and so has the Green Party. Liberal Democrats, small gains. So Labour is terrified they're going to be absolutely smashed. Bear in mind, the opinion polls tend to overrate Labour. So the opinion polls show Labour usually in third place, sometimes in fourth place, just in front of the Greens. And remember, that is probably overstating their popularity, or because they have a big problem with turnout. People are Labour inclined, but don't vote for them, particularly the younger voters and so forth, or the less educated ones. Reform UK's problem is their voters are less educated, and the less education one has, the less likely one is to vote. And their voters are disproportionately old. So, okay, a few of them are dying, but the older you are, the more likely you are to vote. The voter who's least likely to vote is a 16-year-old, votes are coming at 16 throughout the United Kingdom, who with no qualifications and not on course to pass any GCSEs. Here we go. Anyway, so Labour, if they can delay this, will this help them that things will start to go right for Labour, that there might be some sort of implosion in their rivals in Reform United Kingdom, in the Green Party? They're not so worried about the Liberal Democrats, they're not particularly gaining, or the Conservative Unionist Party, which has got its own travails. So it's a patent conflict of interest in saying to the councils they can delay these things. So when were elections delayed? In the Second World War, the Westminster election was delayed annually by a vote in Parliament. There was a bipartisan agreement about this, and even foot and mouth disease, I think it was delayed then. Coronavirus and so on. So there's 63 councils which are going to be impacted by the reorganisation, and they were meant to have elections this May, but they've got to decide by the 15th of January are they going to resign or not. But the local government minister, Alastair McGovern, will be able to overrule them. And a lot of this is Angela Rayner's baby. They're absolute imbecile, ignoramus. What a international embarrassment she is, a disgrace. So in some places like Essex, West Sussex, Suffolk, East Sussex, they've already the elections that were meant to happen this year have already been postponed and so on. So yeah, it's terrible. So of the 63 councils that are affected by this, Labour has a majority in 18 of them. The Conservatives hold nine, and the Liberal Democrats hold seven. So the Conservatives hold most of these seats, which were last contested like 4 years ago, 610, and predicted to lose quite a few of those. Goodness. But will any Conservative-dominated councils request a postponement? And by the way, this is just a request. His Britannic Majesty's government doesn't have to go along with that. So the Liberal Democrats correctly said that Labour is trying to avoid a vote being held now because they reckon it'll really down to their advantage, but it could make things even worse for them. So it's shocking. It's the kind of thing that happens in dictatorships in Kazakhstan, where they're able to do that. Admittedly, at Westminster level, it's long been constitutional for the prime minister to request a dissolution from a parliament from the monarch, and within whatever the time period is, 5 years being the maximum time period, call a bit early, and they do so for partisan advantages. There's no secret about that. That's not seen as any disgrace. There was attempt to go for fixed term parliaments, but with the possibility to have an early election if a two-thirds majority voted for that, and that happened twice. It was only 2015 that actually happened on schedule. 2017, 2019 were both early, and then they repealed that. So, what do you think? Is this Labour being grossly immoral as usual? I suspect that it is. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, George Callahan 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.